This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A day after he announced his resignation, and a day before he leaves the job, Dallas School Superintendent Mike Miles talked with Chris Boyd on KERA's Think. He defended his record and talked about the district moving on. 3 years ago, Mike Miles arrived from Colorado in a swirl of controversy. He was the reformer brought in to change things because he says Dallas wasn't delivering for 160,000 kids. Today, Miles says the district suffered from a culture of compliance.
We are not a high-performance culture yet, but we are moving in that direction. And high-performance culture means a lot of different things. But, some of the things it means is that people take the initiative, that people grow the leadership capacity. It's commitment versus compliance.
Miles was criticized for paying too much for some of that team and hiring others later forced to resign. But he says they got things done, like the controversial principal and teacher evaluation plans and a pay-for-performance system unlike any other.
In 3 years, this district has been able to do more reform-minded, transformative things than any other district in the United States. In the end of the day, the community, the board, and the admin team worked together to pass the most rigorous reform elements you've seen in the country with actually relatively little noise.
There was plenty of noise. Otherwise, Miles might be staying. Today, he talked at some length about the recent controversy involving human resources specialist Tanya Sadler Grayson. She didn't disclose a criminal violation committed as a teenager. Critics wanted Miles to fire her.
Should we ever hire anybody who doesn't disclose, let's say they lie about it, on their application, a misdemeanor from their youth?
Miles says the district looked at 100 cases this year where people didn't disclose a misdemeanor. After a review, he says two-thirds of them remain with the district.
We don't have to be the place of second chances, but you know what? We know that people need to grow.
And he offered a theoretical.
You know, I hope 30 years later nobody says something about them and then tries to ruin their life.
Miles remains upbeat about his own future and that of the district.
I think over the last 3 years, we've laid a great foundation, but the district is poised to move forward in the future, and we're right at that point. And so I think the timing was right for me to go.
Miles makes his final board appearance tomorrow night. Then on Friday, the board meets again to discuss his replacement. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.